It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026.
There is a shadow here on my ground. 6 more weeks of winter abound.
Brutal Arctic cold likely to persist through February. And yes, it is linked to climate change, not groundhogs. Western states facing a record-setting snow drought. Plus,
a federal judge today cleared the way for New York offshore wind projects to resume construction.
Courts have now restarted 5 out of 5 offshore wind farms halted by the Trump administration.
And 5 out of 5 ain't bad. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
The president posted on Truth Social, record cold wave expected to hit 40 states. Please explain whatever happened to global warming, suggesting that the two are divorced from one another. What does he need to know?
How about anything? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, it happens like clockwork every year. It gets cold outside, and Donald Trump and Fox News ask, whatever happened to global warming? Because they're idiots, of course. You're not an idiot. What do you have for us today?
Yes, it's kind of like Groundhog Day over and over again.
Yes, it is.
And on Groundhog Day on Monday, the groundhog known as Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania saw his shadow, portending 6 more weeks of winter. Not surprising at all to anyone in the South still suffering from freezing temperatures. And a bomb cyclone, that's a rapidly intensifying storm, delivered freezing temperatures over the weekend from the Gulf Coast to New England, smacking Florida with record cold and rare snow and dumping the biggest snowfall in decades in North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yes, some areas got an entire winter's worth of snow in one day for a region whose infrastructure simply is not built for it. And yes, the extreme cold is linked to man-made climate change.
What?
Driven by the burning of fossil fuels, which is intensifying extreme weather events of all kinds, bringing bouts of really weird weather. The Arctic, specifically, is warming faster than the rest of the planet. That is causing the Arctic's polar vortex winds to stretch out of whack, spilling frigid Arctic air far to the south, like opening your freezer door. Forecasters say that freezer door will remain wide open through much of February.
Although not down in Australia, where it's about 120 degrees.
Yep.
That's what happened to global warming, you numbskull.
Tens of thousands of people in the South are still without power after a previous deadly winter storm blanketed states in heavy ice and deep cold. The overwhelming driver of the outages was weather-related damage to distribution, like downed power lines. Some natural gas plants were knocked offline due to frozen equipment. Wind and solar sources performed just fine.
Huh.
However, Electrek reports that, like clockwork, there has been a coordinated surge of disinformation across social media attempting to falsely blame renewable energy for the outages.
They do it every time.
Yep. Storm victims will likely have to wait longer than ever before to receive disaster relief funding from FEMA. Internal DHS documents obtained by the New York Times show that there is now a months-long $17 billion backlog, the largest in U.S. history, due to new hurdles instituted by DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Noem has stalled funds already approved by regional FEMA offices for recovery and critical repairs to infrastructure. Noem's obstruction incensed retiring Republican U.S. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
To give you an idea of how incompetent I think she is, she actually thought FEMA should be eliminated.
She wanted to drag FEMA down to the gravel pit and put a bullet in its head.
Speaking of extremes, simultaneously, out in the U.S. West, there is a snow drought amid a weird winter heat wave with little snowfall. Precipitation is falling as rain, not snow. The extent of snow-covered ground across western states has hit a new record low. That is hitting winter tourism areas hard and raising concerns for states that rely on mountain snowpack for crops and drinking water in summer.
Oh, that's what happened to global warming, too.
And finally, a federal judge on Monday struck down the Trump Interior Department's stop work order on a multi-billion dollar wind farm already under construction off the coast of New York State. The judge found that the government had failed to show that offshore wind is such an imminent national security risk that it must be halted. It's the fifth of five stalled wind projects that courts have restarted in the Trump administration's campaign to kill the nation's offshore wind industry.
He's lost five out of five times. There was a whole bunch of huzzas over at Fox News when he said he was canceling offshore wind. I bet they haven't told him he's lost in every single case. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.